Gamers were welcomed home this past weekend as the streets of downtown Seattle were full of wizards, space bounty hunters, and fans anxious to see the latest and greatest in video games at PAX West.
That is our official, unofficial slogan. We put it on all our stuff. Welcome home has been the slogan of PAX from the start.
Vice President of the Penny Arcade Expo, Ryan Hartman, says the convention gives people with similar interests a place to be themselves, and that's why it's home.
Once you're in the building, it's full of like-minded folks. Like, sometimes if you're not in a gaming space and you're like, oh, I want to talk about Baldur's Gate 3, it's like, you know, if you're around people that aren't gamers, they're like, I don't want to hear about it. So it's like, you know, everyone here is of the same mind, is in the same interest. You can just kind of like be like, let me tell you about the character. Let me tell you about the character I just rolled. And the person next to you is going to be like, I want to hear about that.
It's hard not to be fully immersed in the different worlds of the games at the convention. Expo halls decked out with realistic dragons from Final Fantasy, replicas of the Five Nights at Freddy's animatronics, and most of all, games, ranging from AAA titles from the biggest companies to small development teams looking to get their game into as many hands as possible. This was also the first year the convention was held in the new convention center, but they still needed more space.
Oh, it was crazy. The fact that we're using an entirely brand new convention center, we're still using the old convention center, we're using the annex, which is like the offshoot of the old convention center. We've essentially built like three conventions. This show is massive, and there is so much little stuff. And what I really love is the little cultural things, like all the gaming cultural stuff. It's like, yeah, let's do the big keynotes, let's do the big announcements for Final Fantasy, but let's also, there's someone doing a panel about, like, you know, ocarinas and talking about Zelda and like fun stuff like that and little cosplay things and even like substratas of some fandom. Some obscure game has some like small side chunk of fandom and they've got to meet up here somewhere. Someone's doing something. Whatever you're into in gaming, someone's doing it somewhere here. And that's what I love.
For me, I couldn't wait to head to the Mushroom Kingdom and check out a first-of-its-kind of event here in the United States, Nintendo Live 2023. A separate but closely associated event with PAX took Nintendo fans to the plains of Hyrule, from The Legend of Zelda, the islands of Animal Crossing, and lots more. I got the chance to talk with the VP of Communications for Nintendo of America, Cindy Gordon.
And what Nintendo Live 2023 is a celebration of our fans, and it's a way to say thank you. For their support, for their interest in Nintendo. And because we're hosting it right here in our very own backyard, it's also an opportunity to, you know, thank the local community, which is, we're basically saying thank you to our neighbors, mm-hmm. as we've been in Redmond for many, many years.
I asked her why Nintendo games have stood the test of time.
Nintendo creates games that appeal to a wide variety of ages and experience levels, right? You look at a game like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, right? Grandma can be playing with little Johnny and the parent, and everyone's having a good time. You know, whether you win or lose, it's fun, and it's accessible, and it's welcoming to all. And that really is our goal, right? To have games that can transcend generations, that truly are fun for everyone, longtime players as well as people who are new to the Nintendo brand.
Why do I love Nintendo games? Well, they're fun. Colorful worlds of characters overflowing with personality and charm. Nintendo has created a cast of memorable characters, even if they don't say too much. The team does such a good job of putting so much life into their games. In addition to photo ops and life-size props from games for fans to take pictures of and enjoy, Nintendo Live also highlighted the wide catalog of music from The Legend of Zelda and Super Mario Bros. And to capture the music of Zelda, they looked for local talent.
Yeah, these are local musicians. James Olmsted is the director of that group. He's wonderful at bringing together really talented orchestra members.
During my time at Nintendo Live, I did get a chance to play one of my most anticipated games of the year, Super Mario Wonder. And just in the short time I got to play, the Nintendo charm I know and love is on full display.
Super Mario Brothers Wonder is, you know, the next evolution of 2D side-scrolling Super Mario Brothers. People are excited about it. It heads to the system, Nintendo Switch system, on October 20th, and it's just bursting with personality.
It has been quite the year for the video game company, but that label might need to change.
Nintendo Live is a major moment for Nintendo and our fans this year, and it's a natural beat We started the year with Super Nintendo World at Universal Studios Hollywood. The Super Mario Brothers movie came out in April in partnership with Illumination. And there's been a series of game launches, most notably Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, which is one of our biggest launches of all time, mm-hmm. 18 million sold. And so now Nintendo Live is a key next moment in the year that is really establishing Nintendo as an entertainment brand.
For gamers like myself, PAX does have that homey feel. Being surrounded by people who care just as much and often more about my favorite games and franchises remind me of how incredible video games are and the communities around them. The attention to detail and effort put into PAX comes from something simple, a love of video games and being a fan. Ryan Hartman says the passion is genuine.
In the gaming space, people can smell if it's fake or if they're being pandered to. We really try not to do that. Like, this is all legitimately just stuff we like. And when we're not building the show, we are playing games. We're all gamers. And I think that resonates with the content and with the structure of the show itself.
I can't wait to be back home next year. Paul Holden, Cairo News Radio.